Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. Today we will be reading from Realizations. Prabhupada's Humility. Just before the start of the Ratha Yatra parade, Srila Prabhupada was driven right up to where the carts were poised to roll. Right in the middle of the filthy, filthy street, Chicago's big state street, he got down and paid his obeisances to Lord Jagannatha. What humility! Since then, I have never hesitated to pay obeisances if the occasion called, no matter how dirty the street. Again, example is better than precept. By Sureshwara Dasa. The force of his preaching. In 1976 in Delhi, Prabhupada was doing a pandal and he stayed in the home of a rich Indian gentleman. They called a big press conference and many westernized, so-called hip young Indian reporters were there, both men and women. They had come to see the sadhu. They had asked many questions. Prabhupada spoke so forcefully, he shook their hearts. He shattered their hearts by his speaking. Although they came in trying to be sophisticated young Indians, Prabhupada shattered their hearts by his preaching. They became frightened. They gave up all their sophistication and simply began to treat him with great reverence like the sadhu or spiritual master. Even in their fallen condition, Srila Prabhupada began speaking so forcefully, they became very frightened of continuing with their sophisticated attitude. They became very humble and submissive and simply began to treat him as a spiritual master. Prabhupada was so powerful that any cultured person, anyone who was a little pious immediately became fearful of acting impiously or in an arrogant way in his presence. By Hridayananda Goswami. My story is from Chicago in 1975. I had been with the library party for about a year and we had been traveling non-stop doing book distribution in colleges and libraries. In July of 1975, Prabhupada was in Chicago and we had the opportunity to have his darshana. My friend Apurva was cooking for Prabhupada. He asked if I could cook a preparation for Prabhupada. I was very eager to volunteer. I made sandesha for Prabhupada. Then they put that on Prabhupada's plate and I got to take in the plate. I'm sure he didn't recognize me. I was just a brahmachari coming in, offering him prasadam. Prabhupada ate some of the sandesha. Like every cook, the next day I asked Apurva if Prabhupada made any comments. Apurva said, yes. Prabhupada said, why are so many men staying back from book distribution to cook for me? From this I realized that my relationship with Prabhupada was not based on serving his Vapu form, but on distributing his books. By Kalakanta Dasa. I had the realization that Krishna is spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world just to glorify Srila Prabhupada. We are doing so little actually, but by Krishna's grace, that little effort is producing such big results. Why? My realization is that it is only because Krishna wants to glorify Srila Prabhupada, his pure devotee. He is making everything so wonderful and so successful. Krishna is even making us wonderful, us Mlechas and Yavanas, just to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And why is Krishna acting only to glorify Srila Prabhupada? Because Srila Prabhupada has no desire other than to glorify Krishna. Reciprocally, at least in terms of the Krishna consciousness movement in this material world, Earth, Krishna has no desire other than to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And why? Because Srila Prabhupada had no other desire than to glorify Sri Krishna. By Giriraj Swami, in a letter to Satsvarupa Dasa Goswami, dated August 20th, 1985. Thank you. Hare Krishna.